This is Magic Drive Time, your daily dose of Orlando Magic basketball.
Magic have numbers if they go. Banchero now through the lane. He jams it down. B5 through five Raptors.
Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center, your local diamond experts since 1981.
High screen from Franz. Now Kell spins into the lane. Long two. Off the rim. Franz can fly it in. Put back is good. Franz Wagner. It's your night, 22.
Now here's your host, Jake Chapman.
And welcome in. It's Magic Drive Time. Jake Chapman, Dante Marcatelli here with you. Monday, March 4th. Start of a new month for the Orlando Magic. And a 3-0 perfect homestand capped off last night with a win over the Detroit Pistons at Kia Center. 113-91 was the final score. A 4-0 season sweep of the Detroit Pistons. First time the Magic have done that in 25 years, I believe. Is that right, Dante? 25 years. Nice round number.
1999. Worked out pretty well, right? 25 years.
Perfect. Not
right,
nine.
Right about the time I came on board with the organization. So I've seen it now twice in my time here.
There you go. There you go. Well, the Pistons are, we'll talk a little bit about the Pistons, but they are going nowhere and fast. And the Magic have been red hot. They've now won five of their last six games. This starting lineup, Dante, is, I'm sorry, six of their last seven. The starting lineup, Dante, is 5-0 with Gary Harris and Jalen Suggs in there at the guard spots. And then obviously Paolo, Franz, Wendell Carter Jr. It's amazing what being healthy can do for you. Paolo, another 29-point performance last night. Markelle Fultz was outstanding, maybe the best game we've seen Markelle play all year. Didn't miss a shot. Markelle from the field last night was, he was 8 of 8 for 16 points. He was phenomenal coming off the bench. You get another nice performance from Wendell Carter Jr. He gives you 19 and 8. Dante, it was a 9-point game at halftime. Magic blew the thing open in the third quarter, ballooned the lead up to 27, and then James Wiseman came in the game and kind of turned it south here. All of a sudden, the Pistons made a run. It was a 13-point game with 9:07 remaining in the fourth quarter, and I'm just going to lead off with this. My call of the game is a reverse call of the game. It's Monty Williams at that point sticking with that bench bunch and basically, in my opinion, letting the game get away. 9:07 remaining. It's a 13-point game. Coach Mosley brings the starters back in. 1 minute and 53 seconds later, Dante, the lead was back to 22. Yes. I think if you're Monty Williams, you got to go back to Cade Cunningham at that point. I realize the starters had not played well at all, but that's my reverse call of the game. It's brought to you by Glip from RingCentral. Rethink the way you work with secure meetings and messaging on any device with Glip by RingCentral. Visit glip.com to learn more. Didn't you go back to your starters at that point, D?
I would think so. But you know what I think? Whereas Coach Mosley knew the second unit didn't quite have it, except for Markelle Fultz. And he knew he had that ace in his hole. I can go to the starters if this thing gets a little too tight. I think Monty was kind of the other way. He's like, I have got to ride this bench as much as possible because my starters don't have it. Yeah. And their starters are absolutely rolling. So there comes a point in the game, and Brian Hill will always tell you, where, okay, how long do I ride the unit that got me here, right? And I got to make a decision. And I think, yeah, clearly they came out. I think it was a 9-0 run right away with the starting unit. And then the game was over right from that point. But I think there was some frustration maybe from Coach Mosley that second unit just would not stop turning the basketball over. There were 9 turnovers in the third quarter alone. I mean, there was 26 or 28 points scored off of Magic turnovers. I mean, that's a massive number. If that didn't happen, Jake, that would have been one of those 42-point blowout wins. That's what would have happened last night. So, listen, you played around a little bit too much. You tried to make passes that weren't quite there. You were feeling pretty good on the offensive end, and you're trying to thread the needle and make the highlight reel play, and you just, like Coach Mosley always says, Jake, don't get bored with the simple. Stay with what got you there. Keep it simple. If you got a 22-point lead, continue to do what you're doing and grow that thing to 32. I think that's what he wants to start seeing. And you didn't do a great job of that the last two games of that homestand, but still, you went 3-0, and man, you're in a fantastic position the final 21.
Yeah, what a game of extremes. You were 20 of 25 from the free throw line. That's a very positive development. That's been a struggle as of late. You dominate the Detroit Pistons on the glass. This is the team with Jalen Duren and Isaiah Stewart back, who we didn't see the last time. 48-28. Right. You just beat them up. And then the paint points was ridiculous. Almost 70 paint points. You put 68 on them in that regard, but you didn't shoot the three well. You end up shooting 30% from three-point range and then 59.7% from the field, which I can't quite figure out, but it's a win nonetheless, and you executed down the stretch, and now you look up, and every day you wake up outside of the play-in tournament, that's a good day, Dante, and the Magic, as of right now,
that's exactly right.
In the Eastern Conference after the win last night. Magic have won 3 straight now, and 8 of 10, 13.5 games behind the Boston Celtics. Nobody's catching them, but you're a half game behind Philly. You're a full game behind New York, and don't look now, but these Cleveland Cavaliers are struggling a little bit. You're 4.5 games behind the 3-seed Cleveland Cavaliers. That might be something to keep an eye on. And then you're a half game clear of Miami for that 7-seed, and a game and a half clear of the Indiana Pacers. And that's pretty much it. We're bunched up here, Dante. And in the second segment, we're going to debut a new segment. I'm just going to tease it. Dante doesn't even know it's coming. It's going to feature him. But that's coming up here in segment number 2.
Oh, no.
But Dante, as we head out on the road now, look, you're 35-26 at this point. I was looking back. You were 23-22 after that loss to the Memphis Grizzlies. That was on Friday, January 26th. Since then, you're 24-23 at that point. Since then, you're 12-4, second best record in the league. Only twice you scored less than 100 points. You have been one of the better offensive teams in the league. Top 10 as far as true shooting percentage, as far as effective field goal percentage. The offense is starting to click, and we talked about the three ball quite a bit, but just in general, holistically, the ball movement has been good. You're getting nice balance. Obviously, having Paolo Banchero doing what he's doing right now is at the center of all of it. But the offense, Dante, has come around as of late, and that's really kind of what's vaulted this run. You've been the second best team in the league going back to the end of January.
That's very impressive. Those are good numbers right there. You had a very good February. I think you're 9-3 in the month of February, which is one of the top 5 or 6 marks in franchise history for that month. So you're coming off a solid month. And I would dare to say, Jake, and I'm going to go back and look at all that, and shame on me for not having those numbers, as I will for tomorrow's game. Of those 4 losses, I bet in all of them they shot between 35 and 42 threes. That would be my guess. That those were the nights that they decided to settle for threes, didn't attack the paint, and that's what happened. That's the result of those games. When they get away from absolutely pounding the paint. Now, listen, the other team has something to say about that, and I think in that stretch they had some teams that kind of play us well and know to keep us out of the paint. The teams that do that well make it a hard night for us. But I think that's been the biggest driver, Jake. They have not settled at all for those long-range shots. They go in with a game plan. They know they have to get to the basket, get to the rim, get to the free throw line, and on the games that they do that, they're having a ton of success, and I think that's where they've been the most dominant. So, but the games when they're kind of tired, second night of a back-to-back, and they kind of want it to be easy, so to speak, I think that's when you've had those 4 games where you've probably done a lot of settling and the game got away from you. But that's an incredible mark, and that's what put them in position. Now, listen, you got a little softening of the schedule as well, which we have not had all year. We've had one of the hardest schedules the entire season. It broke a little bit, but you took advantage of it. You're now 20-6, I believe, against teams that are under 500. Think about that. Like, that's how you get where you're trying to get. You have to handle your business against those teams under 500, and we're going to see 2 of them on this trip to start this trip in a tough back-to-back with Charlotte and Washington.
I just checked, Dante, in those 4 games, you're good, you. Twice they shot 38 threes. Once they shot 35 threes, and once they shot 36 threes. And you're right. I mean, we're talking about Oklahoma. We're talking about Atlanta. That plays us very well. Dallas, who's beaten us twice this year, and that was a tight game. You remember 131-129. And that Miami.
Yes, that's
right. Those 4 teams, you talked about some of the best defensive teams in the league, obviously, except for Atlanta, and we can't even figure out what's going on there. We'll throw that one out. But you're right. When they work the offense and when teams – allow us to get our bread and butter, which is getting into the paint and creating from there. That's what makes the whole thing function. And then Coach Mosley was asked about it before the game yesterday, and he said a whole bunch of Coach Mosley speak, right? Like we're trusting the offense, we're passing the ball, we're doing all the. But then at the end he said, and we're just making shots. And that's what it always comes down to.
Right?
The shots are falling, and yes, you're getting better looks, but. It's just a matter of converting, and that goes back to getting healthy, right? You get Franz back in there. You have Gary consistently. Gary in the starting lineup has been a bit of a revelation. You get Markel back, and now he's in a role coming off the bench. You just as you look down the roster, when healthy, you've got a whole lot of different weapons, night in, night out. Sometimes it's Mo Wagner, sometimes it's Cole.
Yes, and you know what's been huge, too, and I thought Josh Cohen did a phenomenal job of breaking this down. It's a possession game. It's a game of possessions, and the Magic allow the fewest possessions per game. Now, they brought the pace down a little bit, so they slow it down as well. But between the steals that they force, the turnovers that they force, they don't allow second-chance opportunities. They are one of the best defensive rebounding teams in the league, so teams aren't going in and getting a ton of second-chance opportunities against the Magic. So if you limit offensive rebounds, if you create turnovers, and you protect the basketball, right, and you're not turning the ball over yourself, you're going to get 10 to 15 extra shots per game than your opponent. And they're holding opponents, I believe, under 90 field goal attempts per game. Mm. I mean, that is huge. In this day and age, with these offenses and game of pace and this and that, they're the fewest shot attempts per game happened because of the Orlando Magic. And I think that has really gone to the next level the last 16 games as well. So I think that's been huge. They have established a way to play. If you don't have guys that are going to go down there, and if you don't have nine guys that shoot 40% from three, like a lot of teams do in today's NBA, then this is how you have to play. And give Coach Mosley all the credit, because he's perfected it with the roster that he has.
Yeah, each time we grab an offensive rebound, that's a second 14-second possession that the other team is not getting. Right. And then each time we turn a team over, which is one of our sort of primary focuses on the defensive end, and we're so good at it, that's another possession that the other team isn't getting a field goal attempt. And those things add up, certainly, over the course of a game. Let's get to our Magic look ahead, which is powered by Ticketmaster, as the Magic head out on the road. Dude, after this three-game road trip, Dante, we're going to have 6 road games remaining. And those are coming up in the month of April. So it is going to be smooth sailing at Kia Center coming up after this week. But we got Charlotte on Tuesday night tomorrow, and then we'll have Washington the next night. Of course, both those teams struggling and both those teams well below 500. And then the New York Knicks on Friday. We'll have to see about Jalen Brunson's availability for that game. He went down last night in the win over the Cavaliers. That's a 7:30 tip at MSG. On Friday. We're going to duck a break in here. We'll come back. A debut of a new segment that I'm springing on Dante. You're not going to want to miss.
Oh, my goodness. I'm nervous. I'm ready.
Orlando Magic fans, season tickets are now on sale for a limited time only. You can score the best seats for the 24-25 season with your Orlando Magic season tickets. Your seats and games are guaranteed from the moment you purchase your plan. Beat the buzzer and purchase your tickets at orlandomagic.com/season tickets. More Magic Drive Time when we come back right here at 96.9 The Game.
From the Bay Area to the City Beautiful, the Golden State Warriors are making the cross-country trip to face off your Orlando Magic on Wednesday, March 27th. Be at Kia Center for this big game and catch all the action live as Paolo Banchero, Franz Wagner, and the Magic go up against Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and the rest of the Warriors during their only visit to Orlando this season. Don't miss out. Get your tickets today at orlandomagic.com and be ready to cheer on your Orlando Magic.
How do you measure the human spirit? In points? Distance? Maybe decibels? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Advent Health, official champion of the human spirit.
No matter where you are for tip-off,
you're going to see a lot of this play.
The game is on.
Just outstanding.
Good for three.
Stream the Magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Oh, my goodness.
Be here for the excitement.
Off the charts.
The thrills.
Slams it in.
The rivalries.
Put that on your highlight reel, young fella.
Be here for the moments that shape our season. Stream the Magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Game, guys. Now listen up.
In business, to have a winning streak, you need a dependable partner by your side. A lasting relationship where business needs meet personal solutions and expectations are always exceeded. When it comes to agility and performance, City National Bank, the official bank of the Orlando Magic, has the playbook to help you take your best shot. Visit citynational.com for more information. City National Bank is member FDIC.
Great dishes begin with top quality ingredients. Goya offers a wide variety of products from rice, beans, masarepa, and seasonings to olives and olive oil, even low sodium and organic items to stock your pantry with a solid lineup of go-to ingredients. With Goya on your team, your signature dishes are always a slam dunk. For inspiration and recipes, visit Goya.com. And remember, if it's Goya, it has to be good. Goya is a proud partner of the Orlando Magic.
The ruggedly capable all-wheel drive Kia Telluride X-Pro is truly at the top of its game. It kind of reminds us of legendary four-time NBA champ Draymond Green.
Hold on. What?
Powerful performance in tough conditions.
Yep, that's Dre.
Totally dominates the lane.
Money Green coming through.
Intuitive. Intelligent.
IQ on a trillion.
Bold and rugged.
Oh, yeah, bold and rugged. That part.
And has a combined 24.6 inches of dual panoramic displays and third row seating.
A panel what? Probably. I wouldn't put it past them.
The Kia Telluride X-Pro.
Telluride X-Pro. I like that.
Here's to legends in the making. Kia is the official automotive partner of the NBA and WNBA.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver errors and our driving conditions. Always drive safely and obey all traffic laws.
It's more fun to see the Orlando Magic hit the court live. And when you need tickets, Ticketmaster's got you covered with a wide selection of seats available for every game at a variety of prices. As the official marketplace of the Orlando Magic and the NBA, Ticketmaster gives you more ways to find your perfect seat, whether you're making plans in advance or heading to the game last minute. With their virtual view from seat feature, you'll get a preview of your section to make sure you have the best view to catch more of those dimes and dunks. And if your plans change, Ticketmaster gives you more flexibility to sell or transfer your tickets. Plus, mobile tickets make getting in on game day a breeze. Find tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Orlando Magic.
This is Marco Fultz of Orlando Magic, and you're listening to Magic Drive Time with Dante and Jake, only on 96.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Magic Drive Time. We're presented by International Diamond Center. Jake Chapman, Dante Marcatelli here with you. Dante, hitting the road. Magic out on the road for three this week. Charlotte Tuesday, Washington on Wednesday, and then the New York Knicks on Friday. And then we'll come back and see the Pacers on Sunday at Kia Center. That'll be a 6 o'clock tip next Sunday. Okay, one of my favorite things, Dante, as we I love being in a playoff chase period, right? It's fun. It's March.
Yes.
We're watching the standings. We're keeping an eye on the scoreboard each night. Dante's Inferno is our newest segment, and it's Dante railing against the teams that fail to help us as far as the standings go. Last night, we're pulling for the Dallas Mavericks. They can't get it done against the Joel Embiid-less Philadelphia 76ers, 120-116. Dallas loses at home yesterday afternoon. And then the Cavaliers, no, they don't have Donovan Mitchell, but the Knicks lose Jalen Brunson in that game, and the Cavs only muster 98 points. They were at home as well. They lose to the Knicks last night, 107-98. Philly and New York are basically the two teams that I've got circled, right? We're coming for those two teams. Can't get any help yesterday. D, the floor is yours. Let the Cavs and Mavs have it. I want to hear it.
Oh, no. Well, see, I'm not prepared for this, but I am angry at those two teams, so it doesn't take much. Tim Hardaway Jr. has 36 points against the Magic in Dallas. They put up 131 on the Magic, and they can barely get to 110 yesterday. At home against Philadelphia without Joel Embiid. What are we talking about? And then Max Strus, I swear, that guy cannot wait to see an Orlando Magic uniform. He goes 2 of 9 yesterday. Now, Cleveland's in a little bit of trouble because if he doesn't hit that 60-footer, what would Cleveland look like if he doesn't hit that 60-foot shot? That might be what keeps them with the ability to host, right, to host a first-round matchup. But still, they're dropping, and they've got a difficult game coming up here. There's their next contest as well. So I listened to the Mavericks and Sixers game on the way to the arena yesterday, right? Because I'm into it. Magic fans are into it. We're all excited about it. Luka Doncic is kicking the ball all over the gym. Kyrie Irving can't make a layup. Tim Hardaway Jr. is completely irrelevant. And I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding me. This is the one day that I'm allowed myself to root for Kyrie Irving, and this is how, and I'm going to be punished like this. And then on the way home, we finish our game. And then I'm listening to the New York Knicks game, and I'm cheering for Cleveland, and it's the same thing. Darius Garland drives in the middle, loses the ball out of bounds. Jaren Allen falls down with the rebound and hits the baseline. both of those teams were completely incompetent and did us no help. But then got to turn around and root for the San Antonio Spurs. How about that? How great was that? The unlikeliest of teams, the San Antonio Spurs, knock off the Indiana Pacers. That was huge. Well, you did it. You got me all riled up, but here we go. I guess, is that what you wanted, Jake? Is that what you were looking for?
Exactly what I was looking for, Dante. And the best is because they always hold these personal vendettas against the guys who torch us, right? It almost never fails that the guy who torches us, as soon as you're on his side, no, he's going to let you down. Tim Hardaway Jr. is going to let you down no matter what. We know Kyrie Irving is going to let you down, Dante. That was a given, but you delivered, man. You delivered. That was fantastic.
Magic fans have never seen that Tim Hardaway. We don't even understand a 1-for-8 Tim Hardaway, right? Then you'd be talking about, we'd be really be in the driver's seat with that one. All right, well, that was fun. I enjoyed that. And we might, that's a little incident. That's basically the conversation you and I have, Jake, daily, isn't it, off air, about the playoff chase.
Exactly. And I like it. And I love what you said. You're completely irrational about it, but that's what being a fan is. That's what's so fun coming down the stretch here is hopping on board with the Cavs and then, you know, learning the fate of every Cleveland fan ever, which is disappointment. And so that's what they're headed for. And that's what happens when you align with Cleveland sports. Now, you did mention, Dante, look, let's keep an eye on what we have going on tonight. Not much. The Nets host the Grizzlies. Milwaukee has the Clippers. I think Milwaukee, they've won 5 in a row. They're probably going to gain a little separation here. Chicago is in Sacramento. We'll keep an eye on the Bulls, obviously. And I believe that's it as far as Eastern Conference playoff implications go. But tomorrow, you mentioned a big one, the Cavs and the Boston Celtics. We got to take a moment and talk about what the Boston Celtics are doing. I mean, it almost feels like everybody else is just playing for second right now. If that team doesn't win a championship this year, then I will be blown away, to be honest with you. Like, they're so far ahead of the pack. They housed the Warriors yesterday, 140-88 in Boston. The team is now 48-12, 29-3 at home. They are absolutely red hot. And so hopefully, now if Boston doesn't come through tomorrow, you, Dante, prodigal son, if your boys don't come through against the Cavaliers in Cleveland tomorrow, then I'm going to be very disappointed.
I'll roast them. It is irrational. None of these teams owe us anything. But the time that we're going to root for them and we're going to need help is when they're going to let us down. They're going to go into that game having won, 11 in a row? They can't go into Cleveland. Now, Donovan Mitchell will probably come back, but he's missed a handful of games. What if he's not right here for a little bit? Obviously, we want everybody to be healthy. We want Jalen Brunson to be back tomorrow as well. We don't want anyone to be hurt, but Boston better handle their business. And it is Boston and everybody else in the entire NBA, not just the Eastern Conference, but it's them and everybody else in the entire NBA. And you're exactly right. To me, it's their championship to lose. And they won by, almost 50 points without Porzingis. I mean, he wasn't even a part of that game yesterday, which is absolutely mind-blowing. So as long as they don't get bored and kind of just go through the motions the last couple of weeks, they still got to ride some momentum into the playoffs. I certainly don't see who gives them any trouble. But if you're a Magic fan and you're kind of sizing everything up, other than the Celtics, who we actually played better than anybody over the last 2 or 3 years, I don't know a team that you're really incredibly worried about going into the playoffs saying, man, there's no way we can beat that team. I think you feel like you can make a series against absolutely anyone.
There are other teams, Dante, that I think are worried about us, and it's because we are a matchup nightmare, right? With our size, the way we defend, I mean, that travels. And yes, we're inexperienced, but just got to get in. We don't want to put the cart before the horse, but this is fun. It's March, and we're keeping an eye night in and night out on the scoreboard and the standings watch, and that's really all we asked for when the season started. Dante, safe travels. He'll be in Charlotte. He'll be on the call tomorrow. Bally Sports Florida will have a full preview for you as the Magic hit the road. Hornets tomorrow, Wizards the next night, and then the Knicks on Friday night. He's Dante. I'm Jake. We're back tomorrow right here, 96.9 The Game for Magic Drive Time. Have a great night, everybody.